Xavier Atkins does not care about your feelings. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Barnes Social Hour.
Oh my gosh.
My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean, and it is some rainy weather, at least here in Birmingham. So we're here to bring.
Oh yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's pouring over here, but we're here to be a sunshine in your rain cloud today. So we're gonna talk about something kind of funny that happened over the weekend.
And if it's not raining where you are, we're gonna be a double sun, just like Tatooine.
Boom. Now, actually, scratch that. A double rainbow, because they're awesome.
Oh my anyway. God, a double rainbow.
All the way. So
what does it mean?
So this past weekend was the NFL draft, unless you were sleeping under a rock. And lots of Auburn guys
went. We talked about it on this show too. Yeah. So like, yeah. If you haven't been watching us, that's on you.
Yeah. And literally yesterday we talked about it. And you know, we had several Auburn players get drafted. Well, former Auburn quarterback Deuce Knight posted a story of one of
something in my mouth.
It's a bad taste in your mouth, I guess. I don't know. But Deuce Knight over the weekend posted on his story, I guess, congratulating.
He reposted like basically probably almost all of them, but he like reposted just a bunch of Auburn guys who got drafted.
Yeah.
And like, look, I get it. You know, he's a friend, you know, you spend a year with him.
Yeah.
But
Xavier Atkins had something to say about it, and we have a screenshot, and we can't repeat the word, but yeah, you at Ole Miss now.
A explicit, mm-hmm. You at Ole Miss now. I freaking love it.
I love Xavier Atkins so much. That's why, like,
give me 1,000 Xavier Atkins over anybody,
dude. I can't emphasize this enough. I can't wait to not only see him go off this year, he is going to be such a vocal leader in the locker room for the defensive side of the ball. It's going to be crazy. And so many people are going to get behind that man and, you know, push him over the, you know, I guess the hump in a way for like, I feel like he's one of those guys that people get better when he's around, but also he kind of same thing. If they get better, he's getting better too. So man, I like how he's trash talking already. Like it really, really shows like he is all in on Auburn. He is an Auburn man through and through, bleeds orange and blue, ride or die. And I'm kind of glad he did it because I'm kind of tired of Deuce Knight like doing this weird, like, you know, he'll be like, oh yeah, I'm done with Auburn. And then yet he'll be posting stuff about us.
Deuce also posted like, it was kind of a thing over Christmas break, kind of right after he transferred to Ole Miss and stuff. Mm-hmm. But he posted like clips of him working out in like full Auburn gear.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing? Like, brother, stop. Like, don't, I get it, but don't, like, I feel bad for Ole Miss. Like, imagine you're like the head coach of Ole Miss, Pete Golding, and you check your phone and you see your player wearing full Auburn gear at a workout when he's now your backup quarterback. What are you doing?
Yeah,
take it off. Wear Ole Miss gear, dude. You're an Ole Miss rebel now. Wear Ole Miss gear. Stop wearing Auburn.
Yeah, the only reason I see him wearing his Auburn stuff still is because it's dry fit. And unless Ole Miss's gear is made out of literal wool, then I have no idea while he's still wearing Auburn stuff. I get like you have a shirt and if you want to wear it and you consider it ratty now because it's old, then go for it. You know what I mean? But I don't know, man. That's just crazy to be like, what are your thoughts on this though? Like where does your mind go as soon as you see that about Xavier kind of standing up for Auburn in a way, even though he didn't really say, Deuce didn't say anything negative about Auburn, but in the sense of like, hey man, stop posting about Auburn almost.
Well, Xavier's like, dude, like you aren't a part of this team anymore. So like, stop, like move on, brother. Like go ahead and worry about your own team. All right. We're going to worry about us. I'm going to congratulate these guys because they're my brothers. Cause you know, they're from Auburn.
Right.
But you left, you chose to go ahead and leave. So don't bring us up. Don't, you know, Don't be happy for us when you're the one that decided to get up and leave. So I think it's phenomenal. I think it shows that he's got edge, and I think we knew that. But I mean, it shows that he is, you know, And if you follow Xavier Atkins on social media and stuff, he is constantly posting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he is his biggest supporter. And I love that. It, you know, if you watch, if especially somewhere I see a lot of his stuff is Snapchat. Like I said, he is his biggest supporter. Nobody's going to doubt him. Like he will 100% like be his biggest supporter, like all the way through. Like he does not listen to anybody, not listen to any of the noise, any of the haters. He believes in himself 100%. And like, even throughout the draft, he's like, when Kelce got picked, he's like, man, this is going to be, they're going to be calling my name next year or something like that. So mm-hmm. I love the confidence that he has. I love the edge that he has. I love, like, it shows that, like, Auburn means something to him. And he's like, if you ain't with us, then you're our enemy. So back off, brother. Like, it's go time.
Ride or die. And,
you know, it, I guess you could always say it could also be him joking. There are two laughing emojis at the end of it. But mm-hmm. for my sake, I see it as, he's like, back off.
Yeah, Xavier Atkins, like I said at the top of the show, he does not care about your feelings. He will snatch your soul away if he doesn't hit it out of you during the fall. So that's something to look out for. I just think it's funny that Deuce continues to put himself in these situations. And I don't know, like, I don't have Snapchat, so I don't know, but like I used to when I was younger, but like, I'm assuming Deuce will post on there some too. I don't know if he has one or not, but
he used to. I he doesn't as much anymore, I feel like.
Yeah. But like, at least for the
stuff on Instagram.
Yeah, the Instagram side of it, he will post like a wave of pictures of a place he's currently at, based off what I've seen, right? Or back when he was being recruited, he would post pictures of him at Notre Dame, right? And then, oh, picks Auburn, gets to Auburn, continues to post picks about Notre Dame. And then we'll, you know, midway through the season, right before he got the nod, you know, to start for the Mercer game, you know, he deleted all of his Auburn pictures and unfollowed Auburn
multiple times.
Yeah, multiple times. But it's just like, what are you doing? Like these cryptic antics, it just got old. And you know, people, at least fans, were like, dude, stop. Like, this isn't funny. That it's just annoying at this point. Personally, I'm glad he's gone.
Either.
Do what?
It's like, dude, it's not a good look. Like, you're supposed to be the future of our program, and you're playing all these social media games.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Like,
yeah.
Just grow up a little bit and stop. Like, that's not, it's just, in my eyes, it was just a childish game to play.
Well, yeah. Well, that, and you're like slapping your fan base in the face that wanted you here, like bad, you know what I mean? And then we got him, and then he's like, but you got this over here and you got this over here. And then ultimately he transfers to Ole Miss. So yeah, bump him. You know what I mean? Again, tiger meat. And
yeah, like you just said, I was kind of upset when he left. I was like, oh, he's just so good. Like, his upside is phenomenal. Like, I kind of wish we could keep him, but now that's been like 3 months, 4 months, I don't care.
Yeah, I see a situation where, and I'm not saying, you know, it will happen, because I don't think he will see the field at Ole Miss personally unless something dramatic happens. But if he really? Somehow, I mean, Trinidad.
So you don't think he's their starting quarterback next year? Or not next year, but like the year after that, year after Trinidad? You don't think he's the starter?
I think he'll transfer again. Personally, really? I think he will.
Why even not? With the starting job opening up at Ole Miss?
Better money somewhere else, knowing him, the way he acts, it wouldn't shock me. I don't have confidence in him staying somewhere unless he, like, it's got to be a recruiting pitch where it's like, hey, like, say, I don't know, some random school off the top of my head, Boston College comes to him, even though he's not going to go to a Boston College. I know that was up in the air, but just for example, and what if purposes, say they come and they're like, hey, you're going to be our starter, done. You know what I mean? Unless it is like a guaranteed, like, hey, you're going to be the starter.
I think it is. Like, I feel like Ole Miss, I think he would be. Like,
this year?
I think he'll take a year. No, like, he'll have a year under Trinidad.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think, like, the program is his. I think he's got the keys. Like, I think that was kind of the plan of recruiting him. Because obviously, like, you know, Deuce wanted to go somewhere to start, I think, and he thought Trinidad wasn't going to get its eligibility. Mm-hmm. Trinidad ultimately did.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that from the coaching staff's point of view, they were like, we want you to be the future. We're still going to try to get Trinidad back. Yeah. I think that that Ole Miss coaching staff sees Deuce Knight as the future and wants him to start.
I don't disagree.
Because him and Trinidad are so like similar in play style. Like both are, you know, can run the ball really well. Both have good arms. So like it would make so much sense for Deuce to sit a year under Trinidad to learn from him and see him play and then take the reins from him. As you know, at that point he'll be he'll be a junior.
Yeah. So I'm not disagreeing. I mean,
he'll be a
redshirt
sophomore, but he'll be a junior school wise.
No. I don't disagree with what you're saying about the coaching staff saying like, hey, he's gonna have the keys, but does Deuce see it that way? You know what I mean? Because they could easily find a diamond in the rough and the portal will be like, oh, yeah, come on. Come on.
Could happen. You know how the portal is today. Like, yeah. You know, that anything could, you know, some guy could transfer, almost be like, oh, well, we want him. And then they go get him. So that could happen very much so. And that could happen to any program. So it's so unpredictable now with the portal.
Yeah. My thing is like, and I'm not saying TJ Finley is as good as Deuce Knight, but you look at TJ Finley, for example. And the dude is just like bouncing around to schools every single time. And you're like, dude, you know what I mean? Like, I'm afraid if Deuce Knight does that again, he's going to have that type of persona where it's like, you know,
it gets hard, you just leave.
Yeah, that's exactly the type of person he is, honestly, in my opinion. But that's just me based off how he acts on social media. And I'm glad Xavier Atkins was like, hey, bro, stop. Just stop posting about Auburn. Like, and I hope it's one of those things where, say, Deuce does get in a game at Ole Miss and Xavier Atkins.
I'm sure he will.
Could you imagine, like, though? Just like, just picture this. Hey, Deuce Knight gets in a game. He tries to scramble out and he does not see Xavier Atkins come out of like the backfield somewhere. And you just hear it would be beautiful. It would be beautiful.
October 31st. We'll see what happens. I doubt Deuce Knight sees the game, field in that game. But like throughout the season, I'm sure he'll see some action. Because I did see something that Pete Golding was kind of talking about, how Deuce Knight could come in as like a package type situation, kind of like we did with Robbie Ashford.
Oh, Lord.
Sometimes, you know, the first year. Was Robbie the backup the first year with Peyton Thorne?
I don't remember. It feels so long ago.
I feel like he was. Because I feel like Peyton was the guy, and we'd bring Robbie in for package stuff. Like, and running. That was Hugh's first year and Peyton's first year.
I'm trying to remember.
I think it was.
I can't remember. I don't know.
Because then he transferred. I know his timeline. He transferred to South Carolina for a year, I think, and then he transferred to Wake Forest. He was just at Wake Forest his last year. He was at South Carolina the year before. So then, I think that would have put him in Auburn for Hugh's first year.
I think you're right.
I think they said they're going to make it a competition for the starting quarterback between him and Peyton. And it turned out like it was never truly a competition. Like it was Peyton's job.
Yeah. Somehow. I agree. I think if you compare just those two, Peyton's definitely a better thrower than Robbie, in my opinion. Robbie's more of a runner than a thrower.
Peyton could run the ball too.
Oh yeah, he could. When he got in the open field, he was kind of dangerous. He
had some speed. Yeah.
He had some wheels. I'll give him that. And Robbie Ashford, I just like Robbie Ashford because whenever you would have those goal line situations, it would be, you know, pretty nasty what he could do, you know, on a read option or something like that. Yeah. If he took it himself, it was a problem. And I wish it worked out, but it's just not how it is. He's been killing it at Wake Forest, though, or wherever he is now. So
Robbie Ashford entered the portal in December 15th of 2023. So that was Hugh's first season.
That's crazy.
You know how low we've gotten as an Auburn fan base, at least for me, like how much we've hit rock bottom. Mm-hmm. Some days I'm sitting there and be like, dang, I miss Peyton Thorne. That's how low of a fan base we've gotten.
I think Peyton Thorne the person is really cool, but I think Peyton Thorne the quarterback is.
I don't even think it wasn't his fault. I don't think it was his fault.
He didn't have a good line. I will say he didn't have a good line.
Horrible offensive play calling. Horrid.
God awful. Incompetent. Again.
I really don't think it was Peyton's fault. And he shined in some moments. Some moments he was like, dang,
I think
this guy's good.
My final straw, and I'm sure, you know, everyone has their opinion when their final straw with Peyton Thorne was, but mine was that game against Oklahoma and Jordan Hare. Whenever all we needed was like, what, a yard or two? And I know they were waiting on the run, and Peyton Thorne just dumps it off and puts so much air under the ball, like a cat could have caught it. You know what I mean? And that guy took it back for a pick six. I wanted to cry. I was like, ugh. Because I was at that game with my dad. Because the whole like reason we wanted to go, because my dad liked watching Oklahoma growing up, because he thought that their logo was a paperclip when he was younger. So, yeah, I know. And I kind of see that now. I get it now.
No, but, that makes sense. I get it.
So we, you know, it was cool to like see that, because we've talked about doing like a helmet collection one day in at their place. And that's awesome. One of the helmets we've talked about getting in the, you know, in our collection.
Full size helmets or like little helmets?
Full size. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But my mom keeps vetoing that, because she's like, Where's it gonna go? And he's like, oh, you know, we'll put a shelf up downstairs. She goes, no. So it's a booger. So,
I have my mini helmet.
Yeah.
That's signed recently. And then I have my helmet from high school.
I like your high school helmet a lot. It's that retro Patriots vibe. I love it. I really like the Homewood uniforms. That and Briarwood.
Yeah, that's our old jersey. That's our old jerseys right there too.
Yeah. I wish Briarwood would have done the Vegas gold helmets like Notre Dame does, like that super like chromey looking gold.
Mountain Brook like gold.
Yeah.
Mountain Brook did that on theirs.
Briarwood, we just did like matte gold, and I was like, yeah, like it looks good.
Mountain had the shiny gold, but like that paint was so like weak, and so like their offensive line just like underneath that gold was just like a yellow base.
Mm-hmm.
And dude, those offensive linemen, like their helmets were just yellow. All the like shiny paint was just gone.
There's not so the quick story about the helmet. So whenever I was a senior or no junior in high school, or no, which I was a senior.
Was that? What year was that?
Do what? What year was I senior? Yeah. 2017. Yeah. So we took
hey,
a
really,
because I was in a class with the now football coach, Matthew Forrester. Shout out Matthew Forrester at Briarwood. We had a video production class, and he was our teacher. Well, we got an opportunity to go to the SEC Network in Charlotte, North Carolina, and they had a wall of helmets in the, you know, ESPN SEC Network hallway. And we took the Notre Dame one off the wall and got pictures of it. And we're like, we're sending this to Coach Yancey because this is the type of goal that we want. And we never did it. And I wish we did so bad. Even though I played football for 1 year and I was sucked at it, and I was better at tennis, but got a ring out of tennis.
They had
didn't do anything with football.
The College Football Hall of Fame has a helmet wall. So like, they're miniature helmets.
Yeah,
but
yeah, they're miniature helmets.
It looks so cool, though.
I would like to do a helmet collection.
It's every school in college football.
I have a helmet. I have an Auburn helmet right there for those that can kind of see it, and it's flipped around. But Brian Harsin signed it at Regents 1 year and gave it to me.
Any way you can make that signature look like Alex Skolish,
just get a magic eraser and just, you know,
sand that thing down a couple layers and
see. Oh man, I don't know. I've like gone back and forth with a decision on that, but you know what? You don't have to go back and forth on making a decision on AUShirts.com. The best place to find all your gear from all your favorite shows at the barn. You see the shirts and hoodies and hat on your screen. We're adding new styles weekly. We're still working on the Barn Social Hour shirt that will be here. I know we say it, and I'm sure it's an inside joke by now, but we are
working on it. I've got it designed. All right. Just got to get it to Kyle.
Yeah. We got to see it. We're excited to get that out. Again, that's aushirts.com if you want to get all your gear from all your favorite shows at the barn. We also have another sponsor. Graham, take it away.
That's right. Go to buyauburn.com today and be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people everywhere. You head to buyauburn.com today. You can search a whole, you know, website of Auburn-owned and Auburn-run businesses that are run and owned by Auburn fans. If you have your own business, go to buyauburn.com today to get your business up on the website so that Auburn fans can come support you. And if you're just looking to support the Auburn family, like I said, go to buyauburn.com and go see everything that they've got. They've got everything from real estate to insurance to deer feeding, quite literally everything. It's the biggest spectrum of stuff. So head over to buyalbum.com today. Like I said, if you're going to Atlanta for the, you know, Baylor Auburn game and you want to try to find a restaurant or a bar that's run by Auburn fans, go to buyalbum.com and see if there's anything available in the area. Like I said, go to buyalbum.com today to support the Auburn fans.
Yeah. Think of it as your index for Auburn owned businesses around anywhere that you go. It's a really cool concept. Again, that's buyalbun.com. Again, that is buyalbun.com. Graham, just real quick, tomorrow will be a fun show. We might potentially have a new signing, potentially a new get, if you will. Yeah. So we'll cover that tomorrow. But other than that, I don't have anything else. You got anything?
I have one more thing.
Ooh, okay.
One more thing.
Graham has one more thing.
I think this happened this weekend. I don't entirely know, but my mother sent it to me and said, you should bring this up on the show. I was like, yeah, sure. Why not? Let's do it. Auburn robotics
team
are world champions, not national champions,
world champions.
That's right.
Let's go.
Our university robotics team just won the world championship. Aubie 2 won the VEX-U World Championship in St. Louis, beating top college robotics teams from around the globe.
Let's go.
The competition is one of the largest, most competitive events in the world. This is a major win, not just for Auburn, but for Alabama STEM.
We're Eagles. That's awesome. That's awesome. So, congratulations,
STEM, and we're at everything school. Quite literally everything.
Dude, that's so cool. That's really cool to see that. Thanks for sharing that. That's awesome. Shout out again to the Auburn robotics team. That's really cool. Let's give a round of applause. Everyone in the chat and comments. Let's right there. Let's go. Let's go. Let's get one more air horn in. There we go. Two more.
Should they get my...
Oh, man. The rapid fire gets me every time. But I don't have anything else to add. You got anything besides that?
That's
cool.
It.
Well, as always, guys, subscribe to The Barn. We have other podcasts like the one you're listening to now, The Barn Social Hour. We also have the Top Button podcast with Charlie 5, a.k.a. Kyle Rush. You have the Village Vice podcast with Zach Blackerby and Brad Law, and the baseball show with Lindsey Crosby, Brad Law, and occasionally Sonny DeShera. Be sure to check all those out and like, subscribe, and turn on notifications so you don't miss anything from your best source for anything and anything Auburn. And other than that, everyone have a great rest of your night. And as always, we will see you next time, and War Damn.
Goodbye.